Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 27, verse 4. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. In about the year 1050 BC, King David established Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The most important action he took was to take the Ark of the Covenant to the city. God had given specific instructions to Moses for the construction of the Ark of the Covenant, and it was here that God dwelt among his people. During the years of the wilderness wanderings, the Ark was placed in a tabernacle or large tent. It contained two stone tablets brought down from Mount Sinai by Moses, on which were written the Ten Commandments. David took the Ark to Jerusalem and placed it in a tent with great ceremony and wild dancing. Celebrating the presence of God meant so much to him that David longed for a temple to be built in Jerusalem. He went to huge length to prepare for it to be built. However, this wouldn't happen until the reign of his son Solomon. We live at a very different time, and now, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit, we know that we can worship God anywhere, at any time. We're not tied down to one particular location. However, in this psalm, David reflects that life is at its best when we're living in the presence of God. Being near to him is more important than anything else. This thinking is reflected in Jesus' teaching to his disciples when he described himself as the vine and we as the branches. He said that what mattered before anything else was that we should abide in him because, quote, apart from me, you can do nothing. Attending church events or Christian festivals is a wonderful thing to do. We can gain enormous encouragement and inspiration from meeting with other Christians. But God's desire is for us to experience his presence every day of the week, whether we're with other Christians or not. He wants us to know his companionship when we're at work, relaxing with friends, playing sport, or on holiday, whatever we're doing. Nothing is better than living in the presence of God. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you experience the presence of God in your daily life? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you want us to experience your presence with us in every aspect of our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.